WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swernham and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. Firefighter activity included a structure fire off FM 60 west of Highway 47, a transformer fire on Bryan's Extreme east city limits near Highway 30, and an oil well fire in northeast Brazos County. Freeway traffic near the Briarcrest exit in Bryan was stopped after a semi went off the road and came to a stop in the median. A divided College Station City Council has taken the next step to build a nature center at Lick Creek Park.
The 4-3 vote hires an architect to design an air-conditioned building which would be staffed by one full-time employee plus seasonal help. Mayor Nancy Berry explored the idea of an open-air pavilion with Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt.
On Veterans Park, that pavilion, we don't use any full-time staff there, do we?
We send our crews in there to clean up prior to events and then after, but we don't have somebody stationed there the entire time.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported the recommendation made by a citizens committee.
I think we have an opportunity to adapt and build a building that will not require totally enclosed air-conditioned space 12 months a year. And as far as the full-time staff, my understanding, as I said, was that the staff would not be full-time on those premises.
The Nature Center was approved in the 2008 bond election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's all systems go for the city of Bryan's new wastewater treatment plant.
The $18 million Thompson Creek sewer treatment plant on the west side of Bryan College Station there. It will serve Bryan's expanding needs on the west side. It's also going to serve some of College Station's expanding needs on the west side down Highway 60 with our partnership with the city of College Station.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski says College Station is extending sewer lines down Highway 30 to serve the east side of the Twin Cities. And in the last 6 years, the Rainy Day Fund for state government in Texas has grown from $1 billion to $12 billion. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among those wanting to get the most bang out of that emergency account.
There's been a big argument between members of the legislature and the Legislative Budget Board about whether taking money out of the Rainy Day Fund and putting it into a infrastructure bank, a water bank, whatever you want to call it, is actually an expenditure. There is some talk about maybe creating a law, would be the better way of saying it, that says a lateral transfer of money from one fund to another interest-bearing fund out of the Rainy Day Fund will not go toward the budget cap.
Rainey expects lawmakers will return this summer for a special session. And the Texas Senate has unanimously passed where it wants to spend money from the Rainy Day Fund. Senator Charles Schwertner says he doesn't know how the governor will react.
What I can tell you is that the Senate unanimously voted out that bill. It has the support of the lieutenant governor as well as the comptroller. I think it's, we came down here to govern, to address the priorities of the state, and two of the critical priorities are water, roads, and education, and that's what that Senate joint resolution did.
$2.9 billion would go towards roads, which Schwertner says would save $3 billion in bond interest payments over a 30-year period. The package also includes $2 billion for water infrastructure and $800 million for education. A Bryan man convicted in last year's bomb threat at Texas State University has been sentenced to prison. A federal judge in Houston ordered 22-year-old Darian Kelly to serve 2 years and 9 months. He was also ordered to pay nearly $16,000 in restitution and a $300 fine. Kelly was found guilty last month of hacking into his ex-girlfriend's email account to send the bomb threats. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threatening emails to the Texas State Admissions Office were traced to Kelly. A drug raid by state troopers last October in Central Bryan has resulted in a guilty plea and prison time. 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida admitted to selling cocaine and marijuana out of a home at 30th and Sims. He was sentenced to a total of 15 years involving four charges. At the time of the search, DPS seized more than $8,000 of drugs and more than $4,500 cash. And finally, school lunch prices are not going up next year in the Bryan School District. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says Nutrition Director Cindy Freirier found a local revenue source, concessions from ball games at Merrill Green Stadium, and that won't reduce the amount of state funding.
We've got right at $28,000 to $30,000 set aside for that fund anyway, so we're just not going to raise the prices of meals on our students and our parents during this economic hardship.
Wallace says $14,000 will be transferred next year to help pay for student meals. WTOW News Time is 7:12. It's 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit texasinvestored.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
So you're going camping. Interstate All Battery Center will help you take all the comforts of home with you. You can power your TV, hairdryer, even a refrigerator with our deep cycle batteries and power inverters. And if your definition of prepared is just a working cell phone so you can call for help, we've got you covered with batteries for every phone. Come in today and see why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. Come find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
Good morning, 7:14 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are a possibility today. We'll certainly be keeping a watch out for them. They're already developing over the central part of the state. Highs today near 75. Night showers and storms are likely 65. Showers and thunderstorms will end tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with a low around 60. It'll be sunny Sunday. It's also going to be warmer by Sunday. Highs will approach 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball played late into the morning. I think that makes sense.
Or early into the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Late into the morning, it'd be later on this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so early in the morning. Yeah.
Sounds better later.
Early in the morning. I'm all sorry, right. Totally called.
Okay. A&M Track and Field also doing very, very well. Golf and more, all with sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50.
Yeah, this thing ended, what, like midnight 30, something like that?
Yes, sir.
Be interesting to know what the beginning crowd was and what the final attendance was for those diehards who are able to stick it out.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people, are exams over? I don't know if exams are over or not. How many people had jobs to go to today that they're kind of going,
More than a handful, I'm
but
guessing.
You know they feel better if they are rooting for the home team because, you know, if you root for the home team and they win, then that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
And so that's all right. Excellent. I have a website that I go to check college baseball scores because I get geeky about that sometimes. And, you know, it looked like it could have been a little bit of a rally there, too, because there were three men on base after they scored their two runs that they needed. So, anyhow, they win. That's cool. We'll have the games again tonight. We'll have tickets to give away, actually, probably later on this hour if you want to go to the baseball.
The magic number is 16. Most people think if you get 16 wins in conference, you get a chance to go then on to play, even if you don't win your – NCAA or your SEC tournament.
Tournament, yeah.
And so they got this one. They've got four against Tennessee, who's like in the bottom of the SEC. Yeah. So there's an outside chance the Aggies could play a little extra
good.
Baseball.
Win a couple more now, be good. Okay, there was and then we got a little rain. Huh?
3 inches at Casa de Cayo.
Is that right? Yeah. I haven't looked. Hello.
I can tell you there's at least one person at the game last night who's feeling on the way to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you stayed and they won. It's more fun, right?
Absolutely.
How many people do you think were there when it was over?
Well, we didn't see very many people leave where we were. There was maybe a handful that left during the game, but most people stayed that we could tell.
Because you got a place you can hang out kind of in the back now, so it's a little bit better than it used to be. Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah, it used to be that there wasn't a whole lot of room back there, but now since they've redone the park.
What I'd like to know, did you get hail? Because we got hail at Catsworth Cottage.
No, I was driving on the bypass, and close to probably where your house is, there was a little tinks of hail, but not much.
It was hardcore, like pea-sized hail hitting sideways on my windows, and it sounded like my attic was leaking, but it wasn't.
I was driving on Welburn when it happened, and it was bigger than pea size. Just by the way.
Well, did it kill your snails? how are the snails doing, by the way?
I'm not sure because those plants died.
I thought you were a master gardener. What's that about?
There's only so many hours in a day.
Gotcha. Hello.
Hey, I'd like to request a song about hail sung by Cat.
Okay. Do you have a song about hail?
A song about hail? I never heard of a song about hail.
So a $45 million robbery? Did you hear about this?
No.
This is pretty interesting. There was a worldwide gang of criminals that basically...
Okay, I found one. Hail the conquering hero. There you go, listener. Okay, nice. All right, now we can move on.
Hello.
Hey, hearing about the wastewater treatment plant that Brian's building to help College Station a whole lot?
Yes.
It reminds me, as far as why are the people of this area so stupid that we don't merge the two cities and save a ton of money?
Oh, now what a great idea!
I wouldn't say it's stupid, but I agree with you. I feel like we have a lot to benefit each other if the two cities would merge. I know we have separate identities, but as an outsider who just moved here, I still can't tell parts apart.
Okay, now if you don't mind me asking, what city do you live in?
I live on the border.
That's perfect. So. Well, what you do is you need to bring that forth to your elected officials, okay? And it's certainly, thank you, it's a relevant point.
What if you're Welb Original?
Well, that's...
Welb Original, I like it.
Y'all are College Station now.
So I love those kinds of words.
Live in that world, but... But, they used to say a long time ago, all we need is a few funerals. Okay, sure.
What does that mean?
Well, that those people who were obstructionists to the idea of the cities coming together.
That sounds like an ageist remark.
Well, I'm just saying that's what people used to say. The deal is, though, that they'll tell you that the fire departments, will respond without concern for city limits. There are
good for them.
And again, it's like anything. It's like any other relationship. There are good days and there are bad days. There are good times and there are bad times. And so you have to understand that. But, there's a whole bunch of things that would have to take place. I understand what you're saying from an administrative standpoint necessarily, or duplication of services.
Just that, one city council.
That those are viable situations. But, now what are you going to do? You're going to have a 23-member city council? How's that going to work out for you?
No, you're going to cut it down.
You're going to have a city manager and four assistant city managers?
Now, don't be ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous. I'm saying, though, I'm telling you, the relationship from the cities right now is just about as good as I can remember, okay? And a lot of that has to do with people who are in the right positions at the right time. And so that's a major thing that moves forward as you try to do this. But sure, on a common sense standpoint, that would seem to make sense. But then, I want to have countywide school districts.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, well, that didn't make me popular with some people.
I'm sure it
didn't. And immediately...
Well, are you popular with a lot of people anyway?
And immediately...
I mean, really, Scott.
Well, you don't know, do you, Kat? You have no idea. All it would be is your perception, right? Yeah, exactly. But as I'm saying this, there are people out there going, wait, but you can't. And the same thing happens when you talk about the cities getting together. But there's no doubt that there are elements in each city that the other does not have, that bringing those two together would be a very efficient thing to do.
Let's get together, yeah.
Well, and again, in the grand scheme of things, if you kind of rise up above it and look, we're moving in that direction. We're getting to the point where there are more and more shared situations, and that's why the biomedical corridor deal was so important. That was why that was so important. They understood, okay, we got to put the petty politics aside. We have to actually build an infrastructure together so that it's a seamless platform when a company comes in. Because you know what? They don't care about our bickering. They don't care whether Brian gets along with College Station about thus and so. Or they don't care if Brazos County doesn't like something going on. It needs to be a seamless platform for them to be able to build what they want to, where they want to. So that went a long way, and I don't like when elected officials pat themselves on the back very often, but that's something that they do deserve to do because they sat down and they ironed that out, and as a result, we have a tremendous growth opportunity here. And again, that could be the entire development of the west side of the county, which could make a lot of difference in the long run. Okay, that's my old guy thing. All right, so back to the hackers. These are hackers from, and what they did was the hackers got into bank databases. And the first thing they did is they eliminated the withdrawal limits on prepaid debit cards.
Oh.
And then they created access codes. And then there were other folks who loaded all that information on a plastic card that had a mag strip. And it didn't have to be a credit card. It could be a hotel key or an expired.
Really?
Yeah. Anything that had a mag strip on the back, then they used that. So then they go out and they withdraw money in multiple cities. And what would happen is those people would take their cut, and then they'd launder it through purchases of things, and the money made it back to the people who were basically the global ringleaders of this.
Oh, it's like a real-life stupider version of Ocean's 11 or something.
Called a virtual criminal flash mob, basically, is what the feds called it yesterday. There were two separate attacks, and again, this was kind of smart. The first one was in December, and that made $5 million. Whew. And that was probably the beta version. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's see if this works.
Exactly. And when they found out that it worked in February, they scooped up $40 million in 10 hours. In 10 hours. It's kind of interesting because they caught, like, one guy, for instance, on the cameras of the ATMs, and you can see his backpack get progressively more full and heavier because he was just loading it up with money. And, of course, some of these mozons actually took pictures of themselves with the money.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you know, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, an indictment unsealed yesterday named this guy whose last name is Jude Pena as the head of it. Now, what's interesting is he was killed last month.
Really?
Yes, he was. So it is. It's And there'll be more stuff going on. You'll hear more about it today. But the idea that they got together this is probably the first federal study of ATM fraud for over, it was, you know, 30 years ago they looked at this, and now obviously they're going to have to look at it again because the folks have gotten smarter when you consider that they can get $40 million in a matter of hours.
But, yeah, no kidding. And again, that's crazy.
Making it look easy. And again, I just happened to see the story yesterday afternoon, and I didn't really hear a lot about it on the news today. All right, how to get a date if you need to do that. You don't, okay. But if you do, then we'll be glad to tell you about that in just a little while. Right now, let's talk about how your home could be more energy efficient. The folks at Intercon have the answer. 823-3639 is the number to call. You give them a call, they'll come out and have a look at the situation. Maybe we can, maybe they can repair the windows that you have. Maybe they need to be replaced. But know this, if they're going to be replaced, it'll be a quality product at a fair price. They've been doing this kind of thing for decades at Intercon, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. They'd be more than happy to add you to that list. Now, the great thing about Intercon, because it's a home-owned company, they can work with you. If you need to do it in stages to fit within your budget, they'll be glad to do that for you. And also because they're a home-owned company, they have hometown employees. These folks work for Intercon every day, unlike work crews who move from town to town. That happens when you buy from a big box store quite often. So local people who have local people working for them, and because of all that, and because they do live in our communities, high pressure is not the way that they're going to do business. They just don't. They never have at Intercon, and they never will. So if you're looking for quality windows that can help keep your utility bills under control. And again, we dodged the bullet this year as far as winter is concerned. We have no idea what's going to be happening this summer. But do what you can to protect yourself on high utility bills by giving the folks at Intercon a call at 823-3639. Here's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. First, a little bit about the rain. There's some light rain that's over in Washington County and Burleson County, and it's patchy and moving into Brazos County. Most of it's still to the west of I-35, and the strongest cell is between Austin and San Antonio right now, and it's all tracking pretty much due east. So as it stands, but if you remember as it stood yesterday, it didn't look like we were going to get much rain. We'll see. It's a 60% chance of showers, they're saying. It'll be after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, a 40% chance of rain, and then tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain. As far as the temps are concerned, right around 80, and then we'll move into the middle 80s as we get to the early part of next week. Right now, the winds are from the northwest at 3, 93% relative humidity. A little bit of light rain again, hit and miss, and it's 68.
So you're going camping. Interstate All Battery Center will help you take all the comforts of home with you. You can power your TV, hairdryer, even a refrigerator with our deep cycle batteries and power inverters. And if your definition of prepared is just a working cell phone so you can call for help, we've got you covered with batteries for every phone. Come in today and see why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. Come find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In the CIA, high ranking, was recently denied a promotion, a direct result of being too good at what she does. The CIA officer can't be named because she's still undercover. She was in the running to become the first female chief of clandestine operations at the CIA. But after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, she briefly ran a CIA detention center in Thailand where two high-level terrorists were waterboarded. Uh-oh. Yep, she was also part of the senior management team, helping to run operations at the counterterrorism center. She was chief of staff to Jose Rodriguez, who ran the secret detention program and ordered that all the recordings of waterboarding be destroyed. Now, this was investigated and no charges were filed. Now, folks, in a sane political environment, this woman's impressive background would have earned her praise and promotions. Instead, she became a target of California Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's the top Democrat in the Senate Intelligence Committee. DIFI got personally involved in blocking this officer's career, urging the CIA Director John Brennan not to promote her. And he didn't. And then through a spokesman, Senator Feinstein bragged about what she'd done. Now, we might never know this officer's name. It might be too dangerous for her to ever come forward. We'll certainly never know how many American lives she saved with information that she and others in the intel community extracted from these bad guys. Now, what we do know is that she was treated disgracefully for serving the country that she loves.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Golfsmith can't guarantee 50% fewer strokes your next time out, but at their anniversary event, you can save as much as 50% on the best gear in the game. With deals on tailor-made rocket balls, FootJoy shoes, Callaway balls, and plenty more, Golfsmith's anniversary event is your source for the latest gear at the guaranteed lowest price. Because saving par is the goal, but huge savings are guaranteed. Get to Golfsmith today and save up to 50% on your best game yet, because these deals won't last long.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight. And the other symptoms simply disappear.
To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-2547. That's 1-800-259-2547.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Severe weather yesterday afternoon caused minor flooding and other problems in Brazos and surrounding counties. There was a delay in starting last night's College Station City Council workshop meeting due to flooding inside City Hall. A photo is on our website at WTAW.com. And Councilman John Nichols apologized for arriving late. He was part of the Chamber of Commerce delegation returning from Washington, D.C. Nichols said they had a four-hour delay at DFW Airport while waiting for the storms to clear. 4.5 years after College Station voters said yes to building a nature center at Lick Creek Park, a design has been approved.
The City Council approved an architect's contract by a 4-3 split. Councilwoman Blanche Brick participated with the Community Advisory Committee that recommended the design that includes air conditioning.
You can build the building and just put a pavilion there. Maybe that will get people in the shade with a fan on it, but it won't serve the purpose of classroom, of adapting and bringing children there and having a time period to talk to them about what they are going to see in nature or what they have seen.
James Benham was among the opponents.
I agree with the mayor. I have a significant amount of heartburn wrapped around the O&M cost, the future maintenance cost, the potential deferred maintenance on a facility like that. The point of going to Lick Creek Park, and I've been there many, many, many times, is to be in the park, outside.
A citizens committee and city staff spent 2 years to get to the action taken by the council last night. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Enjoying concessions this year at Merrill Green Stadium means helping to pay for Bryan School District lunches next year.
When the parents and the community go out and, you know, they buy their Cokes, their candy bars, their nachos, whatever those snacks may be at the football games and those athletic events, that money will be actually used to offset the cost to the meal prices that the state has pretty much told us we have to raise.
Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace says Nutrition Director Sunday Fryrear learned they can transfer $14,000 from the concession account without that counting against what they receive from the state. And the Texas Senate has advanced combining vehicle registration and inspections. Senator Charles Schwertner says no money would be lost.
There'll still be inspections. They'll be stickerless, and they'll be tied electronically to the VIN number. And then when you go to go get your car registered, they will verify that you've had an inspection, and you'll get just one sticker.
Schwertner is suspicious of the Texas Department of Transportation list of requested projects.
I think that doesn't really do a good job of prioritizing the critical transportation infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
Schwertner says there are wish list items in the $315 billion sought by TxDOT. And as the Texas legislature enters the final days of the regular session, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is planning on returning to Austin for a special session.
I can't see how we can deal with the rainy day fund and allocate money to water or transportation, or even some people want to take money out of the rainy day fund and just spend it on education, which I'm not particularly in favor of. But we're going to have to do something about those issues. They're issues that are critical to our state, to our economy.
Rainey says the Rainy Day Fund is projected to grow to $12 billion. And a Bryan man has admitted to selling drugs out of his home. A prison sentence of 15 years was imposed on 48-year-old Jose Valencia Salida. He was arrested last October following a search by DPS troopers at Salida's home at 30th and Sims. Troopers seized cocaine and marijuana, valued at more than $8,000, along with more than $4,500 in cash.
Prison time of nearly 3 years is the punishment for a Bryan man found guilty of sending bomb threats last October to Texas State University. 22-year-old Darion Kelly was convicted last month in federal court of using his ex-girlfriend's email account to send the threats to the school's admissions office. Prosecutors dropped charges against the woman after the threats were traced to Kelly. The sentencing also included paying restitution of nearly $16,000 and a $300 fine. And it may be located in the city of Bryan, but a new wastewater treatment plant is also helping College Station. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski says the Thompson's Creek facility will serve expanding needs on the west side, while College Station handles an expansion on the east side.
Provide us sewer on the east side of town down Highway 30 so we can expand and grow our city and new businesses and residential subdivisions, and we're doing so likewise on the west side. So great partnership with the city of College Station.
The new Westside plant will be able to process 2 million gallons of wastewater a day and can be expanded to double that capacity. And a piece of Hollywood history is going on display at the Space Center Houston. The shuttle Galileo from the Starship Enterprise is being donated to the Space Center by a group of Star Trek fans who bought it at an auction and reconditioned the prop. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice would like to recognize nurses everywhere for their service and talents, not just during National Nurses Month, but throughout the year. If you're a nurse and want to be a part of a dynamic team, call Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Allen Honda celebrating customer appreciation days. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Cross Tour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of an 03 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. Visit Allen Honda for details. Now's the best time to buy during the customer appreciation days at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Good morning, 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
We've one area of showers and thunderstorms now east of the region, another back across central Texas. We'll keep a watch out for storms again today as our weather pattern remains a bit unsettled. Weather-wise for today, there'll be clouds, a few breaks of sunshine. Watch out for a shower or a thunderstorm today, 75. Showers and storms, 65 tonight. The storms end tomorrow, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny, warmer by Mother's Day, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I'm really proud of us, you know, both teams really, I mean, staying ready to play.
After quite a weather delay, they had to stay ready to play. We'll get you caught up on A&M baseball, also A&M track and field at the SEC championships, and there's still playoffs going on in the NHL and the NBA. All that and more we'll do for sports in 12 minutes.
7:41, we'll do a joke in a minute, too. So there, just letting you know. Do a joke in a minute.
Thanks for the warning.
Oh, right. Boy.
Yeah,
I am so excited.
Try to do some humor here. Sunday's Mother's Day. I don't know if you heard about that or not. Sneaking up on you. Red Book Magazine list of what moms really want for birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, for Mother's Day. Oh, by the way, if you want tickets to the Aggie baseball game tonight, 695-1620.
That might be a nice Mother's Day present.
If your mom likes baseball.
That's probably one of the, things that you
don't use. That shouldn't be one of those gifts like, hey, Mom, I'm giving you an Xbox for your Mother's Day. Yeah. Or, you buy something that you want.
Yeah, yeah, it happens. If the phone's busy, keep calling because I got them on hold right now. We'll release it randomly in just a minute. All right, Red Book magazine. Number 5, Mom would like fresh flowers for every room in the house.
Wow, now that's an idea.
Okay,
that'd be a little pricey. Yeah,
number 4, an afternoon at the movies.
Alone.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Number 3, to have the house to herself all day. Number 2, to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner cooked for them.
Mm.
And number 1, to stay up late and sleep late without interruption.
Nice.
Yeah, so just some things that...
dream on, Mom. Yep, I'm just kidding.
Yes, true. Red Book says, Mom's Day was first celebrated in 1908 at a church in Philadelphia. Ann Jarvis had the service done for her mother, who told her when she was much younger that she hoped there would be a day commemorated to all moms everywhere. And so, 2 years after her death, Ann and her friends began a national letter-writing campaign, and in 1914, Congress passed legislation designating the second Sunday in May to be Mother's Day.
Now, did you know that Britain actually has a different Mother's Day?
Why?
I don't know, but it's on a different, it's
they
at
talk
a different
funny
time.
Because
they're
just
too.
Different.
They,
is why.
They talk funny over there. Well, when is it? Do you know?
I can't remember. I just know that it's a couple months away from here.
Who's this?
Randall.
Randall who?
Walton.
Well, Randall, what do you do, Randall?
I teach over at Sam Houston State.
Oh, good for you. All right, I got tickets for you for Texas A&M and LSU, plus a parking pass.
Awesome.
Which will be nice if it rains again. Anyway, so come by here and give me your last name again. I'm sorry.
Walton,
that's easy enough. Okay. Randall, come by here, and I got tickets for you, the fifth floor at Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, see you later. All right. See how that goes. Oh, and we'll have tickets later on because I need to give away Saturday tickets, and I don't think we're working on Saturday, are we?
Not.
I hadn't planned on
it. Not unless things have changed drastically.
Here's a new list. The list of, if you need a list to name your child, if you have a baby coming and you need a list, then we'll help you, okay? Social Security Administration, tracks babies' names and all that in U.S. America. So their annual list has come out. It says here it's eagerly awaited. I don't know that that's true. I mean, once again, trying to make themselves relevant. All right, so here we go. Here are the top 9 because we don't do 10. We'll do boys first this year. Number 9 is Alexander, then Michael, then Jaden, then Liam, then William, which is basically Liam with a will in front of it. Noah is
the Irish version.
Yeah, Noah is number 4. Ethan's number 3. Mason's number 2. And Jacob is number 1. For the girls on that side, number 9 is Madison, number 8 is Mia, then Abigail, Abby, Ava, Olivia, Isabella, Emma, and Sophia. Jacob has been number 1 for boys since 1999, and Sophia has unseated Isabella in 2010 as the most popular for girls.
It's going to be a plethora of Jacobs.
There you are. The hottest trend in names. If you want a trend, because after all, that's what it's about, trending for names. Those that rose in popularity, military-inspired names like Major for boys and Aria for girls, perhaps because of...
Like A-R-I-A? Like a
A-R-I-A.
Opera aria? Or
well,
like
that's,
a,
well, like area, I think.
Like
or,
he's in the area?
Well, no, I think it says here it's inspired by characters in the Game of Thrones and Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
So, there.
Well, it's better than I heard another popular baby name for, was Messiah. That's
okay.
A popular
Hello.
Name.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, I was just wondering if I could get a couple of tickets.
Oh, no, already giving them away for now. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Keep listening. We'll do some a little bit later. And real quick, we're not going to talk about the Cleveland thing because it is what it is, and you know about it. But there is one kind of angle which is interesting, and that is the interviews that they had with Charles Ramsey, who's kind of become a celeb, right? He said, "I opened the door, and we can't get in that way." He said, "We," meaning there were more people because. They're talking about the door, and they couldn't get in. And he said, so we kicked in the bottom. So they found the other guy. His name is Angel Cordero, or maybe Angel. But anyway, Angel Cordero. He explained in Spanish in a not very viral interview with a Cleveland TV station that he actually got on the scene before Charles Ramsey. And he's not trying to steal credit or anything, but he does not speak English.
So yeah, that could make it difficult to end up as an internet meme.
At least it ought to be mentioned that there was somebody else there helping. And again, his thoughts were, you know, I did what I had to do. So, whoa, that sounded like thunder out there, live radio.
What was that?
That's thunder. That's what that was.
Are you sure it wasn't somebody hitting the microphone?
No, the rain has started here at the radio ranch, so that's not it. Okay. Pretty interesting story here about, and I don't know if this is cheating the system or not. 1999, UC Davis, civil engineer named David Phillips. He's grocery shopping when he noticed something a little bit unusual. Healthy Choice Foods offering frequent flyer miles to customers, there he goes again, who bought its products. A 25-cent pudding would give you 100 miles. So he figured that was really worth more than the product itself. So what's he do?
He buys a bunch of pudding.
He bought 12,150 servings of pudding. It cost him $3,100. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now he said he was, you know, stocking up for Y2K. Anyway, then he enlists the Salvation Army to peel off the UPC codes because that's what he needed. They need the UPC codes to collect the miles, and in exchange, he donates the pudding to the Salvation Army.
Wow.
He mails his submission into Healthy Choice, and they credit him 1.25 million frequent flyer miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Enough for 31 round trips to Europe, 42 to Hawaii, 21 to Australia, and 50 anywhere else in U.S. America.
He wins.
Yeah, no downside. I mean, really.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like, that's not, he didn't break any rules.
No, he did not.
He just was a very smart man.
He also got Advantage Gold status for life with American Airlines.
Oh, man.
Special reservations number, priority boarding, upgrades, bonus miles.
Admiral's Club.
All because of a bunch of pudding.
And he got to write off $815 because he donated the pudding to the Salvation Army. I mean,
this guy's brilliant.
It was great. What? I mean, just that's just outstanding. And again, not illegal. Hello.
If you listen to Peter Greenberg that plays on this station on the weekend, yep, by the way, you'll find out that it's almost impossible for him to redeem them.
Well, why?
On just the rules that they have.
Oh, really? Okay, thanks. Well, makes for a great story. Oh, great. Way to go. What a buzzkill.
But with that much airline mile, with that many opportunities,
yeah,
you could just decide one weekend
that
you're going.
Well, you could just, could do that. And again, you know, if you get to sit in the club there and
just go hang out at the airport.
Yeah, go hang out at the airport. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Just called to tell you the lightning took out the electricity over here at Wellborn and Longmire.
Wellborn and Longmire, they got no lights right now. Okay,
ooh,
very good. Thanks a lot.
That's not good.
No, appreciate you letting me know. Yeah, as long as the people aren't trying to go to work, yeah, it's perfect, right?
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
I could be quite dramatic when I was growing up. There was a lot of genuine drama in my life, and at times, I was way over the top. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One day when I was 7, I felt especially lonely. My dad had walked out and wasn't in the picture, and my mom was at work. My older siblings were home, but busy with their own activities. So I moped around the house, loudly exclaiming, "Nobody loves me." My siblings just laughed, so I upped the drama. I held a steak knife to my stomach and told my brother Mike, "Go ahead, shove it in. I know it's what you want to do to get rid of me." Mike didn't even look up from what he was doing. He knew I was bluffing. I tried to get the attention of my other siblings the same way, but none of them bought it. So I packed a shoebox with a sweater, 4 tomatoes, and a salt shaker. Then I headed for the door. I eventually ended up at the restaurant where my mom worked. I walked up to her and said, "Mom, nobody loves me." She was talking with a customer, so she told me to go sit in her car. Out in the car, I ate my tomatoes and eventually fell asleep. The next thing I knew, Mom was tucking me into my bed at home. Obviously, the claim, "Nobody loves me," didn't hold water. My mom couldn't always be there for me. Supporting 5 children as a single parent wasn't an easy job. But despite my dramatic exclamations, I never doubted her love. She did the best she could, and that's all any child could ask. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Texas A&M received a stout pitching performance last night from starter Daniel Mangan, and Jason Jester tied a single-season record for the Aggies with his 13th save of the season. The Aggies posted a 2-1 win over the LSU Tigers last night at Olsen Field in the beginning of the series. Here's Coach Childress on the wins and his pitcher.
Well, I'm really proud of us, you know, both teams, really. I mean, staying ready to play. I thought it was a well-played Thursday night game, and just think we're seeing the Daniel Mingden grow up on the job and being the guy that leads us into the weekend. And I thought last week was his, by far and away, his best performance in an A&M uniform, and he came back and validated that again against a great lineup. And, you know, we were able to crack through and score a couple of runs, and you know, Daniel and Jason made it stand up.
Mingden ran his record to 6-3, allowing just 1 run, scattered 5 hits and 2 hit batsmen while striking out 5 over 8 innings. The Aggies and Tigers return to action tonight, 6:35 on WTAW, with parking instructions because of commencement ceremonies in the NCAA tennis tournament happening on campus. You'll need to go to WTAW.com to find parking directions. Well, because there is graduation weekend, among the record number of degree candidates at A&M and the commencement exercises today and tomorrow, 102 Aggie student-athletes will be getting their sheepskin. Congratulations to them. Texas A&M junior Casey Strong placed 4th in the Hammer Final yesterday in the first day of action in the SEC Championship. His throw of 206 feet 7 inches not only was an Aggie school record, or not only was a personal best, but it was also an Aggie school record. Every throw he had of the 4 was both. Congratulations to him. Texas A&M senior Susie Gruden opened with a 2-over-73 to lead the 27th-ranked Aggies into the tie for 10th place after the first round of the NCAA Women's West Regional Golf Tournament. In hockey, the Pittsburgh Penguins went with Plan B in goal. As a result, they are on the verge of advancing to the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Thomas Volkoon stopped 31 shots in his first playoff in 6 years, and the Penguins beat the New York Islanders 4-0 last night to take the 3-2 series lead Here's Sidney Crosby after the game.
They started pretty well. I think took us a few minutes to get our feet under us, but thought did a great job playing to their end and, you know, playing the offensive zone, wearing them down and generating some good chances.
The Chicago Blackhawks and Ottawa Senators have advanced to the second round of the playoffs with a pair of Game 5 victories. The Blackhawks eliminated Minnesota 5-1, and the Senators beat Montreal and sent them packing 6-1. After a travel day, the two NBA series resume tonight. The Chicago Bulls are at home for Game 3. They'll take on the Miami Heat, and they're all tied up at one game apiece. Golden State and San Antonio square off in Golden State for Game 3 in the Western Conference semifinals. That's tied at one game apiece as well. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy had their best start ever in the Players' Championship, but it wasn't enough to catch the guy who'd never played the TPC at Sawgrass. Roberto Castro tied a course record with a 9-under 63, good for a 3-shot lead over McIlroy and a 4-shot advantage over Tiger Woods entering the second round today. In Major League Baseball.
Another 1-2. This is punched over the head of Carter down to right field line. This game is going to be tied. Albert grounds second. He'll head to third. Trumbo trying to go to second. He is in there with a 2-RBI double.
Now, that made things interesting, so they had to go to the bullpen. Unfortunately, according to the Los Angeles Angels, the Astros did it wrong, and they wanted to play the rest of the game in protest. So, here's the explanation from ESPN.
Paul Clemens walks Chris Iannetta to put two on. Astros manager Bo Porter pulls Clemens, goes to the bullpen for Wesley Wright. While Wright is warming up, he changes his mind, signals for another reliever, and Mike Scioscia out of the dugout in protest, telling officials Wright has to face one batter.
Didn't matter, though. The Angels still beat the Astros 6-5 last night, and because Scott didn't tell his joke yet, Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend makes Maxim list of hot 100 ladies in the country. Just find that funny. That's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Green Teams announces its big monthly plant sale. This Friday from 9 to 1, Green Teams will have small indoor plants to big indoor plants at cheap, cheap prices.
Did you say cheap?
I said cheap. Plants start at just 50 cents. Don't miss Green Teams' big monthly plant sale. That's from 9 to 1 this Friday in the Brazos County Industrial Park. From 2818, turn on Shiloh, go down a block, turn right, and Green Teams is on the left.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Okay, well, we'll do the joke in a little while. I just didn't have time. Because we got the power outage, you know. We'll be talking
about
that.
I was just giving you a hard time.
I know. We'll be talking about that. Anyway, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, well, you see it right now, and you can hear